Hey, podcast listener. This is your host, Zimmer here. Thanks for tuning in for another episode. I wanted to let you guys know that we are going to have some news coming in the podcast here in the next couple weeks. Not only are we hopefully going to be doing a giveaway, which I've mentioned in the past, and I will let you guys know more about that, but we also recently expanded the mic collection on the podcast. So I have a microphone that I'll be able to take on the road with me, and my intent is to be able to get some episodes while I'm out and about. They will be audio only versions. They will not have a video to go along with it on YouTube and on Twitch. It'll be just audio version of those podcasts, but hopefully we'll get some interviews. We're going to do some collaboration episodes, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So keep an eye out for those. I'm not sure when they will be posted or even when or how often we will be doing them, but it is something that I'm going to be incorporating into upcoming episodes is live episodes that we'll be doing on the road with another reviewer. So those will be fun, and interested to see how those work. So without any further ado, let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Zim's Beer Review. I'm your host, Garrett Zimmer. Thanks for tuning in. However you may be tuning in, whether it's on YouTube live stream, Twitch, or if you're following wherever podcasts are found, thank you. Today, we're reviewing a beer from a brewery that I'm actually surprised I haven't done a standalone review for yet. It is, if you haven't seen by the stream title, we're reviewing a beer from Rogue Brewery. Rogue Brewery is one of my favorite breweries. They're from my home state of Oregon, and I love a lot of the beers they do, so I was almost kind of surprised that I hadn't done one of theirs yet, and we're on episode 27 now, I think. So, little surprised that I hadn't done one yet. I kind of did one in a roundabout way. The Mystery Brew Review number 2 was actually a Rogue beer, but as you guys know, I don't choose those. You can see right behind me on the wall if you're watching the live stream. Those are the Mystery Brew reviews that I've done in the past. But if you follow the show, you'll know that the mystery beers are actually provided by our friend Jason Shaver at Shaverwood. So I don't get to choose those, and he happened to choose a Rogue for me. And in those cases, it's really hard for me to give you guys a lot of background information on the brewery because I can't do any research ahead of time. He kind of does a little bit for me, but I wanted to do one standalone for Rogue so that I could let you know more about it and just have another chance to drink one of their beers because I really enjoy them. This is a beer I've never had of theirs. I specifically did this on purpose. I've had a lot of Rogue's beers. They have a ton of different beers out there, a lot of one-off seasonal stuff, a lot of collaboration stuff. I'll get into that later in the episode, but I wanted to pick one for this episode that I hadn't done before. I wanted to go into it not knowing what to expect, and this one, I don't know what to expect. So if you haven't seen by the title of the podcast today, we are doing Rogue Ale's Cold Brew IPA. I'm not a huge fan of coffee-flavored beers, but I am a huge fan of IPAs and Rogue stuff. So I'm kind of interested to see what my thoughts are on this one. Don't really know what to expect. Unlike a lot of Rogue beers, this one is in a can. They recently came out with a couple other beers in a can, but they are one of the breweries that really, it's mostly bottles. They do have some stuff coming out in cans relatively recently, this being one of them. I think their flagship beer, Dead Guy Ale, also recently was released in cans as well, but for the most part, they're in bottles. So today we cannot be using our Shaverwood bottle opener. Unfortunate. I feel like this happens far too often. I don't get to use it. We're going to go ahead and open this up. I got a frosted glass here, and we're going to go ahead and try Rogue Ale's Cold Brew IPA. Let's open it up and see what we got. I'm thinking this is going to be really dark in color, almost like a stout or a porter, because those have a coffee flavor to them. But then it's also an IPA, so I don't really know what to expect. Color-wise on this, if you can see here, it's actually really a lot lighter. I shouldn't say really light. It's a lot lighter than I expected. For some reason, I just kept thinking this is going to look like a porter. And it actually doesn't. Porter is a lot darker. It's a black in color. This actually lets light through it, although it is really deep brown. It looks like a brown ale, but it makes sense. IPAs are generally a little bit deeper in color, and then when you have a cold brew coffee IPA, I guess you expect it to be a little bit deeper brown. So it is a deep brown color. It looks a lot like I would expect a brown ale color to look like. Right on the can says cold brew IPA, and this is an IPA, India Pale Ale, blended with cold brew coffee. So it sounds like they didn't even... I'd have to do a little bit more research, but the way that they describe it is not that it was brewed with coffee, but that they mixed the two at the end. So they made an IPA and then they mixed it with a cold brew, rather cold brew coffee, that is, rather than infusing the beans and everything throughout the brewing process, which could... I actually think that's probably better. Then you don't have a coffee-flavored beer. You still have your standalone beer, the IPA, but then you just get it flavored by something additional rather than that additional thing, in this case being coffee, locked in through the brew process beginning to end. And then you kind of lose a little bit of your beer flavor in there, especially when you have such a strong flavor as coffee. I think this would end up tasting more like coffee than an IPA had they done it that way. So scent-wise, this smells a lot like coffee. I get a little bit of hop characteristic on the scent, but not much. Mostly coffee. Almost a little bit of chocolate, maybe. It almost smells bitter, and I didn't know something could smell bitter. But actually, that's like the first thing that comes to my mind. On the taste, okay, that's interesting. I got to try that again. Okay. That tastes more like coffee than I expected. I'm not getting a lot of IPA flavor. I'm not getting a lot of hops. Maybe on the back end, a little bit of hop flavor. But I feel like this is more of a coffee beer, coffee forward, rather than IPA. And maybe that's what they're going for. I don't know. It just says... I'll read the little excerpt on the can here. It says it's dedicated to two of our favorite things. Rogue Cold Brew IPA is a hoppy IPA blended with 200 gallons of Stumptown Coffee Roasters' famous cold brew coffee in every batch. Brewed to awaken your senses, Cold Brew IPA opens with a huge hit of coffee aroma that is balanced by a not-so-subtle hop punch. I would have to agree with that. It definitely opens with a huge hit of coffee scent and taste. I'm not convinced that it's balanced with the not-so-subtle hop punch that they're advertising there. I'm not getting a lot of hops here. Honestly, I would say this tastes more like... if I were to describe this in a mystery beer, we'll say, leaving out what I know it is, I would say this is a coffee-flavored pale ale. Not an India pale ale. There's a very big difference there. A pale ale, just like your standard light... golden ale, something along those lines. It has a hop flavor, but it's really subdued. An IPA in general has a lot more hop flavor up front, and this one doesn't have it. It's not up front. It's more coffee up front, but it's not even in the back end. It's a lot of coffee throughout. This tastes like I'm drinking cold brew coffee more than I'm drinking beer. Generally, an IPA is usually on the higher alcohol content side, and this actually is as well. This is 7.5%. That's higher than I would have expected. I thought this might be lower because they added the coffee to it, which makes me think that the IPA that they blended that coffee with must have been like super potent. If after the blend you still end up with 7.5%, that actually is a lot. I'm not getting a lot of alcohol, like, burn or taste, really. It's mostly coffee. And I'm not a huge fan of coffee beers. But, I mean, I bought a beer and I'm reviewing a beer that is cold brew IPA. So, I can't take that into consideration too much. I can say, is this my favorite beer? No. Is it my favorite rogue beer? No. But if you like coffee... style beers, if you like porters, if you like cold brew coffee, I actually think you would really enjoy this. It's done well for what it is. It's just that what it is not one of my favorite beers. So I can't fault it for it not being something that I love, but I have to grade it and review this in the knowing what it is, and what it is was done well. It is a cold brew beer. I would say maybe it needs a little bit more hops to call it an IPA. I'm not getting a lot of hops. It's really hidden within that coffee flavor, super deep coffee flavor. It tastes like black coffee. There's not a lot of other flavors to balance this out, like they say, but it's a cold brew coffee beer. So if you're drinking this, no one's going to say, oh man, it's too much coffee. I mean, you bought a beer that said cold brew on the front. So what it is was done well, not my favorite, but it's definitely been executed appropriately. So not my favorite. Overall, pretty good. Now I'm going to let you guys know a little bit more about Rogue. If you want, I would advise you to go back and listen to Mystery Brew Review number 2, where I reviewed Rogue's Hazelnut Brown Nectar. I have a little bit of information in that episode regarding the Rogue Brewery. So if you're interested in Rogue, I'm going to point you in that direction. Go back and listen to the Mystery Brew Review number 2, and you'll get a little bit more information on them. But I'm going to go ahead and cover it for those of you who missed that episode. If you're new to the podcast, or if you don't really want to go back and listen to it, I'm not going to make you. So I'm going to let you know more about Rogue today. So Rogue Brewery was started in 1988 in Ashland, Oregon. Ashland is Southern Oregon, if anyone's familiar with the state. I'm from Eugene, and it's just a couple hours south of where I grew up. That's where they started, was Ashland. One thing I didn't know about them was that they were started by 3 Nike executives. So Nike, as you know, the sports brand, was also started in Oregon, and headquarters are in Portland. And so 3 executives from Nike actually started the brewery, I guess, 30 years ago. 30 years ago this year. Congratulations, Rogue, on 30 years. So they started in Ashland, but they quickly moved. So they moved from, well, I shouldn't say moved. I should say quickly expanded. So in 1988, they opened in Ashland. In 1989, only 1 year later, they opened their second brew pub in Newport, Oregon. Newport is north of Eugene by a couple hours, not quite as far north as, say, Portland, but then it's on the coast. It's right on the Oregon coast. So they opened up their second brew pub only a year after they opened, and now that's where their headquarters are. So their headquarters are not in Ashland. I guess technically you could say they were in Ashland for 1 year, but they quickly moved to Newport, which is where everyone knows that they're from. They have a restaurant there that I know I mentioned in the previous episode, but I'm going to do it again for those of you who missed it. The restaurant that they have at the brew pub in Newport is honestly one of my favorite restaurants ever. It's not my favorite restaurant at a brewery. It's not my favorite restaurant on the coast or in Oregon. It's honestly one of my favorite restaurants of all time. They have some of the best food that I've ever had. I've been there quite a few times, and their menu changes. And so, like, I'll order something that I like one time. I go back a couple months later, a couple of years later, and I want to order the same thing, and it's gone. And so I'm like, oh man, I really wanted that again, such and such. Order something new, and it's just as good. The food there is phenomenal, and they have all their beers, because that's their brew headquarters, so they have all their beers on tap. You can try them all. They have flights of beers. It was a super fun time. It's right on the harbor there in Newport. Super cool atmosphere. To get to the restaurant, you actually have to walk through the brewery. So you walk right through all the vats and their fermentation, and really cool atmosphere. Highly recommend anybody in the Oregon area or anyone traveling to check out Rogue Brewery. Go to the restaurant, go to the brew house. Super awesome. Anyways, so as far as how large Rogue is, they're one of the larger craft breweries. They have brew pubs in Oregon, Washington, and California. So they got the West Coast on lockdown over there, but they export their beer throughout the United States. So I think you should be able to find Rogue beer anywhere that you live if you're listening in the United States. They also ship internationally, but I couldn't find a specific list of where they do export to. I'm going to assume pretty close. I'm going to assume Canada, maybe Mexico, but it doesn't say. So if you live in the United States, odds are you can find some Rogue relatively near you. If you're interested, you can go to their website. I think it's rogue.com. I'm going to put their website in the description of this video and podcast, so go there. But I think they have a link on their website called Find a Rogue, and you enter in your address, and it tells you the closest liquor store or distributor to you that sells their beer. So if you're interested in finding it, go to their website, and it'll point you right in the direction of where to go to get it. One other cool thing about Rogue that I didn't know prior to doing this episode was that Rogue actually uses their own proprietary yeast. They call it Pac-Man yeast. I don't know where the name came from, but it's their own blend. I guess I don't even know what you'd call it, their own strain. It's a plant, so I don't know. But they have their own hops that they use on all their beers. They call it Pac-Man yeast. Maybe that's one of the reasons that their beers taste so good. I know they put a lot of effort into all their beers, and they always come up with really cool and innovative blends and brews, like the one we're doing today, the cold brew. So super cool there, but part of it could be the interesting things that they try to brew, but then part of it could be the yeast that they use. I haven't had a Rogue beer without their proprietary yeast, so it's hard to say how much that's adding, but hey, good for them. As far as the beers that they release, they have a ton of beers. Too many to go into on this episode, but I will say that they have collaborated with different companies and places on numerous occasions. If you go to your local liquor store, you can look for the Bomber bottles. They're the 22-ounce bottles, the big bottles, and that's generally how they release their collaboration beers. So you can find on there, they've done collaborations with Voodoo Donuts multiple times, which is really cool. You can get, I had a lemon, I think it was called lemon chiffon. It was like a lemon style donut infused in a beer. They've had a raspberry donut infusion. They have a lot of different Voodoo Donut collaborations that they've done. Usually those beers are in a big opaque, which means totally painted. You can't see the actual beer. The whole bottle is pink, and it'll have the Voodoo Donuts logo on the front. So they've done Voodoo Donuts collaborations. They've actually collaborated with Marvel Comics, which was cool. Those beers must not be available around me because I've never seen them, but super cool that they did that. I'm going to try to find more information and see if I can track down one of the Marvel beers that they did. They even collaborated with the Portland International Airport. So if somebody is from Oregon, maybe you're not familiar with this, but if you're not from Oregon, you're probably definitely not familiar with this. There's like this obsession with the, so Portland International Airport, it's known as PDX, and there's like this obsession with PDX carpet. I don't know what the deal is, but anytime that people fly out of Portland to somewhere else, it's like this, I don't even know what you would call it, ritual. It's like everyone does this. You fly out of Portland, out of PDX, everyone seems to take their picture of their feet standing on the PDX carpet. The carpet is like a really weird design, which probably is part of the reason that people do this, but also it's kind of just like, that's what you do when you leave Oregon. You're flying out of Portland, you take your PDX carpet picture. So I've known about this for years, and then I'm at the liquor store and I see the PDX carpet beer from Rogue, and it's the, on their bottle, their logo is a little image of the PDX carpet. It's super weird. It's a very Oregon thing of them to do, but that just kind of goes to show how many different places they collaborate with. They do a little bit of everything. So the collaborations they do are often and all over the board, from a donut shop to a airport. Kind of crazy. But anyways, they do make a lot of beers. Over 15 of their beers have won awards at the World Beer Cup, which is kind of a prestigious awards show. They've had multiple beers win awards there, from bronze through gold. And recently, Rogue expanded their brewing operations into distilling operations, which means you can go get rum and whiskey and vodka, all with different flavors. I think they have a hazelnut rum. I know that because I actually have that in my freezer. It's kind of nuts that they expanded into the distilling side of things, but hey, they're expanding. So that's kind of a little bit more about the brewery and what they do. If you want to know more, I point you to the Rogue website. I did want to cover something that seems to have a lot of traction, and it's not. I debated whether or not I kind of wanted to cover this, but I'm going to, because I have to be totally unbiased in reviewing my beers. So, in recent years, Rogue Brewery has went through some controversy. So, this controversy actually has led to the shutting down of a brew pub in Eugene, Oregon. Here's the thing. People claim, and we'll get into this, people claim that Rogue is notorious for paying employees low wages. I don't know. I'm not a Rogue employee. Never have been, never known one. But apparently, there's a thing going around that Rogue underpays their employees, to the point that they've even advertised for job openings and specifically state that it's a low-wage position, which is kind of surprising. There's been stories circulating that some brewers that work with Rogue have actually had to spend some of their own money to own money, had to spend some of their own money to finish a brew due to the budget limits that they've set on a dollar per keg guideline from Rogue. None of the brewers are allowed assistance. None of this I know is, I don't know this firsthand. This is all articles that I've read, but I had to give the full unbiased opinion and review of the brewery. So kind of odd. But then on the flip side of these people complaining and bad-mouthing Rogue, you get the Rogue Brewery who says, you have to take this all with a grain of salt, because the people who are saying these things are all ex-employees who, they say, quote, have an axe to grind with them. So anyways, take it for what it's worth. I don't know if there's any traction to it. It's just something that pops up everywhere that I search Rogue. There's always a link or a reference to this controversy. I don't know if it's true or not, but the brewers who are apparently being paid low wages make some really good beers. So, I don't know. Take it for what it's worth. If you're interested, do some more research. I'll link their website down below. As far as the beer, gotta say, it's pretty good. I've been drinking it through this review. I don't know if I could have two or three of these. The coffee flavor is really, really up front. Not sure it's my absolute favorite, but it's done well. For what it is, they made it really well. I enjoy Rogue beers. I'm going to keep buying Rogue beers. I encourage you guys to go check out Rogue. They're one of my favorite breweries of all time. They make some really awesome beers, and like you know, they do some really cool collaborations and really funky one-off things. So check them out. Check the description, get their website, find out where you can buy it. So thank you guys. Thanks for following. And I will be back soon with a new episode. So as always, happy drinking.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.